right. This really wasn't aid for the victims. What this was raising the debt ceiling limit on the flood program from $20 billion to $30 billion. That's a program that's broken, it's bankrupt, and we should have taken the opportunity to reform the program so that it would be available and robust when the next storm occurs, because we know there's going to be another storm at some point in the future.
And yet you had constituents in Baltimore County and on the Eastern Shore that were hit hard by Hurricane Sandy. The Yvette Lewis, who is the Maryland Democratic Party chairman, came out with a statement today saying in part that you're putting the views of the Club for Growth ahead of your own constituents. What do you say to that? What do you say to those constituents who may be thinking, why did Andy Harris vote against this?
Because we need to reform the program so that it lasts for years and years. And this was the opportunity to reform the program, to keep it viable, so that when the next storm hits, we would have money in that program. You just can't keep writing a blank check and increasing the debt ceiling on that program every time an event occurs. You have to reform the program and keep it viable.
Some would argue that Sandy wasn't an emergency and that every time these events come, they're emergencies. Does that also apply to emergencies?
Look, this vote today was only about the flood insurance program, and like any insurance, insurance cover emergencies, but for every other emergency that you have insurance for, there's certain reserves put in reserve so that when the emergency occurs, it can be paid. This is handled differently. This program is bankrupt, and the government's response to this program was to just raise the debt ceiling amount on the program. It's not the right approach. That can't last forever, and we have to solve the basic problems with the flood insurance program so that when the next storm hits, we have money available to pay for these damages.
Is it your contention that the flood insurance program is running out of money?
It ran out of money. It's $20 billion. It already surpassed its $20 billion debt ceiling limit with the Treasury, and it needed, with today's bill, it was asking for another $10 billion on top of that, with no plans for reform and no plans ever to repay the money.
While I have you on the phone, I have to ask you about the fiscal cliff negotiations this week, the tax vote, and then there's going to be probably another vote dealing with the debt ceiling 2 months from now. What did you think of the way Congress handled all that?
Well, you know, the problem is that Congress still hasn't come to grips with the fact that we have a $16.4 trillion debt and that we have to solve the spending problem in Washington. And as long as they refuse to deal with that spending problem, we're going to have fiscal cliff issues just like the one we had last week.
And entitlement reform, what role does that play in all this?
Long term, the only way to solve our problems is to realize that we have to have reasonable expectations for what the government can pay for in its entitlement programs. And the sooner we come up with a bipartisan agreement to what those reasonable expectations are, we will have a debt ceiling and a debt problem in the country.